Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above. It's such an honor to be here today and to be able to share these amazing gifts with you. So just a few announcements. Please listen carefully, especially if you're on hold. If you are on hold waiting to get through, thank you so much for calling in. I'm very honored that you would call in for advice or a question or to connect with a loved one on the other side. Because my switchboard is full, I mean, I have the switchboard in front of me, and literally as soon as it opens, with 15 minutes to go until the show, it is full. So for everybody who is holding, please, when I get through to you, please have your question or connection ready. If you have a question, please be very exact about your question. If you want to connect with somebody on the other side, please tell me their name and their relationship to you so that I can get you connected more efficiently, and we can try to help as many people as possible today. I don't ever like to rush through a reading, but I do feel like there are areas that we can be a little bit efficient about. So if you are on the line and you do not get through today, please don't worry about that, because sometimes a person calls in and you hear their answer and it fits your situation perfectly. Now, here's something I'm going to tell everybody listening, whether you made it through online or not. I will be clearing people today. So if somebody calls in with relationship issues, I'm going to clear that. It will also, if you want it to, if you want that to be for you, just say, okay, clear me for that too. If it's for career, if it's for finances, whatever I'm clearing the caller of, it can also you can also be cleared of that. Just you might feel some energy movement in your body. You might wave back and forth, side to side, whatever it is. I don't know how you're going to experience the clearing, but I do know that many people have emailed me and told me that when I was clearing one person, they felt the clearing too and moved ahead. So no matter what, if you're listening, if you're calling in, if you're receiving, there's a benefit for you. And thank you so much for joining me today. Here we go. I'm going to go to the first caller, area code 212. Hello, 212. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Hi. I'm a lot lighter than the last time I talked with you, thanks to your clearing that you did.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you called back in to let people to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
awesome. Today I'd like to see if there's any more clearing to be done or a message from spirit that I need to hear that's important.
Okay, so Bryn, for you today, what I'm hearing is, and again, and it's so important for you to understand this. I know it doesn't sound like whatever it sounds like, but they're just saying, just relax, Bryn, just relax.
Yeah.
Get into
yeah.
who you are, what you are, and the way you want to be, and just live that truth, because that's the truth that will set you free. You can't try to conform if you're not comfortable with that. So the biggest thing I'm hearing is it's time for you to just start relaxing into who you are and who you're meant to be here. And that is their biggest message moving forward for you. And the other thing I hear for you, Bryn, is finances, finances, finances.
Right.
So there's something stopping, and I'm going to say again, everybody listening, we all love this one. There's something stopping or blocking you from bringing more finances in, so I'm going to start clearing this for you and everybody.
Sure.
Oh, this hits me right in my throat, and I get pulled instantly forward, and I feel this in my chest and my throat. I'm like, oh, my goodness, everybody. I hope everybody is feeling this. So we're clearing this now. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I can't bear it. Kind of like knocked the wind out of me just now. So for everybody listening, this is such an important one because I don't care what anybody says about money. We straight up need it. It's how we survive on this planet. It's how we put a roof over our heads, food in our tummies. And we cannot demonize anything. We can't demonize money. We can't demonize anything, any one thing, because the more we demonize it, the more complicated it becomes within us. It's just, it's you know, back in time we used to barter and trade our services. We don't do that anymore. Instead, we barter and we trade with financial things like money or credit. So now, let's clear anything stopping or blocking whomever is listening and wants this from bringing whatever. Let's clear whatever's stopping or blocking them from bringing in money. And now I feel it pulling off of that back area, the spine right between the shoulder blades near the neck. And again, still having that difficulty breathing. And there it is. There we go. Here comes the good stuff, Bryn. Now listen, if you are listening to this call and you are feeling it's a little bit difficult to breathe, or you're coughing, or you're having tears come out, or moving back and forth, you are clearing. Embrace that and allow it to happen. I love when this happens. Not that I want to make anybody cry, but I always say my job isn't done until you cry. I jokingly, of course, jokingly, because when we release through a cough or a heavy breath, or moving back and forth, or whatever, however that energy needs to come out, that means something has just left you, and we are making progress. Bryn, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling some movement in the back, and definitely feeling that for sure, Tony. Yep.
Good, good, good. I'm gonna try to speed this up a little bit. And I'm feeling it coming out that right side shoulder. So you should be feeling something pulling out of that area in 3, 2, to the top of the head. 1. And we should just about be there. How are you feeling now?
Good. I feel, I definitely felt that movement when you were counting down.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Awesomeness has ensued. I know, right? I'm such a little dork, but I love that. I wanted to say this is awesome because whatever that was has just released. Now, I do want to tell everybody, we released one layer. You may have more layers. There may be more than one thing. Bryn, this is going to continue to clear for you for the rest of the day. And even into the rest of the week, you're going to feel changes and shifts come in. Just embrace them and love it. And you know what, Bryn?
Yeah.
Seriously, shame and guilt are such wasted emotions. They're pish-posh, created by religion. Sorry for anybody in religion.
Oh, that's true.
So that religious organizations can make money. If we don't feel guilt, if we don't feel shame, then why would we pay penance? I'm sorry. Please don't email me. Email blast me.
That's true.
It is. And the truth of the matter is, we are human beings. We're here to live a life and experience different things. And at the end of the day, we can just look at those things we experienced and say, I like this experience. I want it again. I don't like this experience. I don't want it again. But do not put a right or wrong on it. Just move forward. Now, of course, this does not apply to things that intentionally harm other people. There's a difference there. However, we just have to realize everything is a lesson, and sometimes it's a lesson for the other person. Not every lesson is our lesson. Sometimes we have to teach others unknowingly, and we just move forward with it, okay? Good job, Bryn. Keep that coming. Let it go. Don't try to hold it back. So, Bryn, I want to thank you so much for calling in today, Oh, absolutely, my pleasure. And I know a number of other callers also benefited from this and listeners. So thank you for being the one to call in and share this with us today. Thank you. And remember, if you keep coughing, just keep letting it come up because you're still going to be releasing throughout the day. Okay, love?
Okay, thanks so much, Tony. You're great. You're wonderful.
Take care. You are so welcome. But it's all spirit, so thank them, okay?
All right. All right.
Have an amazing week. Thank you.
Same to you. Take care.
You too, Bryn. Okay, we are going to go directly to 863. Hello, 863. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from, love?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you today? Do you have a question or a connection?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm needing to make a move. I've been living with my mom since my divorce, and we were both planning to move, but the move has come a lot quicker than we were thinking it was going to. She's already given her 30-day notice, so I need to find a place for myself, find a place and get moved by October 31st. So I'm calling to see kind of what you get around that. The place I'm moving or the thinking about moving is the Wilmington, North Carolina, and that, of course, is where the hurricane just hit in that area. So it's like, you know, the plans of me going there and checking it out kind of got sidetracked a little bit because of that. So it's kind of like a lot of things going into one. So.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, and I just want you to And I know sometimes when I talk a little bit fast and spirit comes through very quickly. You're still going to move to that location, that area. Now, I want you to re-listen to this because there's going to be a lot of information coming out very quickly. Whoever this guide is, they're coming through like that. I want to tell you that you're going to find a place within a month. I want you to do some very vigorous surveying. Although your trip there has been prolonged or pushed out a little bit, you are going to get there. You're going to find a place, and you are going to be very, 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 okay, apparently you're going to be very happy there. I don't know how many times they were going to say very, but I just needed to stop it at that point.
I love that.
Want you to know that this is the right location. Timing is everything. And they want you to don't stress about your timelines. Instead, just move ahead as planned. Don't let any excuses or pish. This is the statement I'm getting. So for what it's worth, pish posh bullshit crap on it. Move forward. I've never heard anything like that before. I don't even think I can even repeat that. I can't even remember what I just said, but I'm going to tell you, they're basically saying fudge the small details and fudge all the excuses. And we know what fudge means. I don't have to go into that, do I, folks? Certainly do.
Yeah.
So they're saying stop letting the propaganda. Don't let the propaganda stop you. Just have a mission, and you are so much stronger than this. Oh my goodness! Get off your ass and get on it. So,
all righty.
Somebody out there is very. You have a guide. I'm just going to tell you this. You have a guide that is just on it and does not miss words. That's all I'm going to say to you. Now, I'm going to do a little clearing on you. So, for everybody listening, and I love every single one of you, I just wish I could hug everybody. I just wish I could absolutely hug everybody in the world today, because it's just that kind of day for me, but I wish that every day. So, for everybody listening, what we're going to clear is moving forward. Just if you feel stuck, you know, if you want to stand up and face north, this clearing will go a little bit faster for you. But I'm just going to say, right now, you're stuck. You're able to move forward quickly. And that's actually testing good for you. You're afraid to move forward. That's the one. You are afraid to move forward. So I'm going to clear that now. Well, I'm not going to clear it. I'm sorry. Spirit, Holy Spirit is going to come in. Angels are going to come in and start clearing this. And instantly I feel that, right? You know, in that where our rib cage meets, you know, in that area. And I'm going to tell you that whatever this is, it goes straight up from that area, straight up out the top of my head. Takes a slow deep breath, then allow this to clear. Now, for anybody, this is this moving forward. I use the statement moving forward very intentionally, because if you're listening and you're not able to move forward in your career or with a relationship or whatever it is, this will clear for you in the area you need it. For you personally, this is moving forward and moving away from what is your comfort zone, love. This is moving away from what is your comfort zone, what you've known, what you've always had. And they are saying, get over it. Get over it. Branch out and just look at this as just a big, beautiful adventure coming in. And by the way, you are going to meet some significant people in your new location that are going to be moving, you're going to be moving forward in love relationships when you get to your new location also. Okay, sweetie?
Awesome. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, you hit it right on the button with the fear moving forward. So I just wanted to confirm that, yes.
Yeah, you have a huge fear of moving. But now let me tell you this. Who doesn't have a fear of moving forward? If you don't have a fear of moving forward, God bless you. I wish I had some of that in me, but we all have a fear of moving forward. So this is such a beautiful thing. I'm so happy you were able to get in today on this line, because I think that where you're stuck, so many people are stuck. And even on the replay, folks, if you listen to this five times and clear this five times, it will be significant for anybody who does that, but mostly for you, sweetie. Can I ask you, are you feeling anything in your chest area right now, like a big ball of energy? Because I certainly am feeling that big ball of energy for you.
Yeah, I guess my throat. I just got a little clear my throat there. So, yeah, maybe that's where it came up.
Yep, it's coming up and coming out. Yes, and everybody does feel it so differently. Yeah. Oh, there's the release.
Thank you.
Yay. Good girl. Let it all out. Don't stop it. And I release by big, heavy breaths. People probably think I'm angry all the time, but that's just how I release. So I love that you are having this release, and it is beautiful for you. It's going to continue throughout the next hour or so, and then you're just going to start packing today. I feel like you're going to start packing stuff up today. So make sure you have some boxes and get ready, girl, because your feet are about to do some walking. You're about to start a whole new, big, beautiful,
awesome,
amazing chapter in your life. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Good hugs to you. Appreciate it.
Oh, big hugs to you. Love you so much. Have an amazing rest of the day and happy packing.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I just love this. It's so amazing. I am going to instantly go to the next who is 860. Hello, 860. How are you today? I think I'm going to go to 860. Hello, 860. I am not hearing anything there. Not hearing anything at all. Let me try this. This is what happens when you run your own switchboard. I'm going to try one more time. 860, are you there? Hello, 860. Nope. Okay, here's what we're going to do next. Here's what I'm going to do next. I want to do something that is a little bit different than what I've done in the past. Now, I know there are callers that are still waiting, but this is really important to me. I want to talk a little bit about love, and here's why. So many times when people call me or they come in, they ask me, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's the reason for this? And instantly, without fail, the word love comes flying out of my mouth. And I want to explain this in a different way. We think love is something we can give away. We think love is something we can receive. We think, we feel like love is, it is like a commodity, like gold, and we trade it. And we don't. Either we are love or we are not love. Okay, and we can be love to different degrees. Now, we all get guarded as we are on this plane or this planet. We become guarded and we have experiences that will make us not be love the way we're supposed to be love. When we look at a brand new baby that comes in, this baby has face and love and just, it's so bright and it glows, right? But then as we grow up, we lose that because we become guarded, we become whatever it is that we become. So what I want to say to you today is let's let down our guards. Even if we do it for 5 minutes at home when we're alone, and practice being love. Let's let down our guards and practice just feeling that feeling of love, because this is what happens when we are love, when we can be love. We just automatically have that love for everybody else and they feel it, okay? We can't give what we don't have. We can't give what we are not. That would be like trying to give somebody trigonometry lessons when you don't know trigonometry. You just can't do it. So the thing is to work on you and to be loved, if even for 5 minutes alone in the home, until you're comfortable with that, and then work on 10. And then 15. I'm going to go to the next caller. That is 646. Hello, 646. Oh. How can I help you today?
Hi, Tony. How are you today?
I'm beautifully wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, so do you have a question or a connection?
Yes. I have a question. Well, it's actually whatever you feel, but I prefer a question. Well, if you feel
yes,
anything
absolutely.
Coming through, I'll go with that.
No. Give me your question, love.
Yes, I am looking to move, and I'm thinking right now I should find a roommate. Not any roommate, but someone that probably my age that I have a connection with. What do you pick up on that?
Okay, that's an okay idea, but I'm going to tell you For what this is worth, my sweet girl, be prepared to meet yourself, the good, bad, and the indifferent. So when we feel like we need to make those connections, like a roommate, we're looking for someone maybe to cohabitate with, you will meet yourself in this person. So you have to be prepared. This is the message they are giving, and they're not going to say yes or no. They're just going to tell you the dynamics of the situation. Whatever, if you decide to go down this road, nope. the roommate uh-huh. or the person that you do this with will teach you a lot more about you than you might be willing to learn. Does that make sense
wow.
to you?
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay. So the one thing that I would say to you is, you know, the most difficult dynamic to conquer is the dynamic when we're living with someone else. And even when we have children and we live with those children, they have their own distinct personalities and they make us crazy. I don't have children, but I watch it with my siblings all the time, and they make us crazy. And you love them because, you know, they expelled out of your birth canal and you love your children and you want nothing but the best for them, but they still get on your very last nerve. No, that is true with a partner that you love and you want to marry or you don't want to marry but you're living with. That is true with a roommate. Now, with a roommate, you take the love out of the equation and there you've got the rest of it. So most people have successful roommate situations when they're best friends or when there's no personal, not that much personal interaction. It's very difficult to make a roommate situation work out, especially if we're looking for, you know, it would be nice to have a roommate because I sometimes feel like I don't want to be alone, or it would be great to watch this movie or have somebody here. It doesn't always work out like that. Sometimes it does, but for you, the biggest message they're saying is, oh, sweet girl, be prepared to meet yourself. And they're saying you can do that in a much better way without a roommate and a one-year contract, okay? Reconsider that and find a place that makes you happy instead. Okay?
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in today. I'm so happy I was able to get to you.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. So another thing I want to say really quickly about love is that with love, when you are in that space of love, you can absolutely positively evolve to those levels of receiving and creating your world the way that you want to. For example, we are a frequency or a vibration, and that vibration is at a certain level. Now, everything on this planet comes from love, is created in love or in God, if that's the term you use. And the more we are in that vibration or the higher or more connected we are, the more we create what we want in a good way on this planet. So if you can't be love for the sake of being love, be love for the sake of creating what you want on this planet. The more of us that practice being love, not giving, receiving, or getting, but being love, the more this planet will flourish. Remember, if we have to come back to it, let's come back to a place that we have created that is beautiful and of love. Have an amazing week, everybody. I cannot wait until next week to do this all over again with you. Blessings and be love.